Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, February 7th, 2026. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh. Well, folks, the sun is gaining more light each day. In a month, pitchers and catchers will be reporting the spring training. Birds will start heading north, and the snow, well, it's not going anywhere just yet. Now, the day begins with the moon in Libra. Moon Libra is a very sweet and positive social vibe. Moon Libra is about lovers, not warriors. The Moon Libra energy is to enjoy friendships. No bullies allowed, just peace-loving humans. And the Libran manifestations of music, art, poetry will be flowing. Painters will be painting, singers will be singing. It's the kind of day when you'd like to buy the world a Coke and teach it to sing in harmony. Well, no doubt it's why you're listening to Saturday Morning's Coffee House on WERU right now. Now, Venus and Mercury have just entered Aquarius. Venus is love and peace, and Mercury is communication. So there could be lots of talk about love, diplomacy, peace, all those good things. Now, these planets are in Aquarius. That's the fixed air sign. So they form a wonderful, auspicious trine to the moon in the cardinal air sign of Libra. That adds a perfect energy for any happy celebration today. That ought to mitigate tears and fears for a while. Now, elsewhere in the sky, Saturn is a degree away from its conjunction with Neptune. They come together in 2 weeks. That has astrologers making all kinds of predictions about what that means. They're calling it a reset of the status quo, but who knows? Saturn is order and Neptune is dissolution. Hard to say what manifests out of that, but beware of the tug of war between clarity and confusion, between order and escapism. It's the kind of energy that saw the Berlin Wall come tumbling down in the end of the Soviet Empire, so it's a big deal. Now, the Saturn-Neptune conjunction manifests this time as probably more mass hysteria, but I don't really know. And it occurs every 35 years, so what will happen will soon be revealed, but certainly things will be shifting in a major way. Now, Jupiter continues its retrograde motion in Gemini. That typically spews lots of internal and external talking, not just your voice, but also the big voices. Let's hope we can keep the self-talk positive and also the big talk out there the same. You can control the voices in your head. Remember that. All you got to do is think about something else. Now, the Sun and Mars are transiting Capricorn. That makes getting things done a priority. And Mars is very focused in Capricorn, the Saturn-ruled sign. So you're going to have Mars at maximum force here. But again, how that force is used is up to you. Now, for the rest of the week, the moon will wane, losing light. And on the 17th, it forms a new moon. It's also eclipse season and the Lunar New Year. So get ready for some kind of something in the middle of the month. It's the biggest celebration of the year, you know, that Lunar New Year. Lots of energy is coming. More on that later as we get closer to that day. Now, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. In other words, keep your eye on the ball. Don't get fooled. Now, see you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.